President Trump confirmed today that the U.S. will hit Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs starting March 4th. Trump has also threatened to raise tariffs on China by an additional 10%. Writing on Truth Social, Trump cited drug smuggling and overdose deaths as a major justification for the trade fight. But federal data shows that drug smuggling has already dropped dramatically, and overdose deaths are also falling at an unprecedented rate. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hi there, Elsa.
Okay, let's start with Trump's rationale here. Why does he say these tariffs make sense?
Well, President Trump pointed again today to the carnage caused by street drugs, which he says are coming into the U.S. from these three countries. Here he is speaking in the Oval Office.
The drugs continue to pour into our country, killing hundreds of thousands of people. We're losing substantially more than 100,000 people. I mean, dead. They're dead.
Now, the problem here, Elsa, is that President Trump is citing numbers that are out of date. Fatal overdoses have actually been plunging. Deaths from fentanyl and other street drugs last year dropped by nearly a quarter. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, killing fewer than 87,000 people a year. Now, that's still a lot, but Trump is punishing these three countries right now at a time when we're already seeing unprecedented improvements.
Okay, what about smuggling? Let's start with Canada. Like, are criminal gangs in Canada playing a big role in supplying fentanyl and other drugs?
The answer is no. It's almost zero, according to data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The northern border does see some migrants crossing without legal status, but the flow of hard street drugs like methamphetamines and fentanyl from Canada, it's a tiny fraction of what we see coming in from Mexico. The president was asked about this today, and he argued drugs are flowing across the northern border without being detected.
But they should be apprehending much more because a lot comes through Canada. And as Mexico gets stronger in terms of the border, it goes up to Canada.
Trump offered no evidence to back up that accusation, and the experts I've interviewed don't think Canada is a factor in the U.S. overdose crisis. Despite that fact, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is promising to do even more, boosting security along the border, but that apparently wasn't enough to satisfy President Trump.
Okay, that's Canada. What is the situation on the southern border with the Mexican cartels?
Yeah, here again, there's been enormous pressure on the drug cartels over the last few years. Big arrests, more action by Mexico's government. Officials I talked to in the U.S. and public health responders say it's having a big effect. Fentanyl smuggling last month was down 50% compared to a year earlier. That's according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. People who test drugs around the U.S. also say fentanyl is less potent and less pure. That may be a factor saving some of these lives. No one thinks the drug cartels are out of the fentanyl and drug business, but we're seeing progress. And again, President Trump signaling it's just not enough.
Can you just talk more broadly, Brian, about the Trump administration's overall approach to addiction and overdoses? Like, what strategies do you see emerging in the second term?
Yeah, this is interesting. Most of the focus from the Trump administration so far has been on this foreign policy piece, tariffs, and also threats of military action against the cartels. What we don't know yet, Elsa, is what the Trump team's going to do with big public health changes under the Biden administration that really seem to have brought down overdose deaths. And the big question I'm hearing is what's going to happen to Medicaid? Medicaid is now the largest funding source for addiction recovery care in the U.S. So while the president talks about tariffs, the uncertainty I'm hearing is about funding and support for addiction health care.
That is NPR's Brian Mann. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thanks, Elsa.